I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News, with the president's weekly address. Now, President Donald Trump.
Over the past week, our nation has mourned the loss of a true American legend. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a legal giant and a pioneer for women. Her extraordinary life and legacy will inspire Americans for generations to come. Now we gather in the Rose Garden to continue our never-ending task of ensuring equal justice and preserving the impartial rule of law. Today it is my honor to nominate one of our nation's most brilliant and gifted legal minds to the Supreme Court. She is a woman of unparalleled achievement, towering intellect, sterling credentials, and unyielding loyalty to the Constitution, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. We're also joined by Amy's husband, Jesse. Thank you, Jesse, very much. And their seven beautiful children. Congratulations to you all. Judge Barrett is a graduate of Rhodes College and the University of Notre Dame Law School. At Notre Dame, she earned a full academic scholarship, served as the executive editor of the Law Review, graduated first in her class, and received the law school's award for the best record of scholarship and achievement. Upon graduation, she became a clerk for Judge Lawrence Silberman on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. Amy then received one of the highest honors a young lawyer could have, serving as a clerk on the Supreme Court for Justice Antonin Scalia. Before joining the bench, Judge Barrett spent 15 years as a professor at the University of Notre Dame Law School. She was renowned for her scholarship, celebrated by her colleagues, and beloved by her students. Three times she was selected at Notre Dame Distinguished Professor of the Year. When I nominated Judge Barrett to serve on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit in 2017, every law clerk from her time at the Supreme Court endorsed her and endorsed her nomination, writing, quote, "We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, yet we write to support the nomination of Professor Barrett to be a circuit judge. Professor Barrett is a woman of remarkable intellect and character. She is eminently qualified for the job." And I can tell you, I did that too. I looked and I studied, and you are very eminently qualified for this job. You are going to be fantastic. Thank you. Really fantastic. The entire Notre Dame law facility and faculty, everybody at that school also, we got so many letters, also wrote letters of support of Amy's nomination to the Seventh Circuit. They wrote, in effect, "Despite our differences, we unanimously agree that our constitutional system depends upon an independent judiciary staffed by talented people devoted to the fair and impartial administration of the rule of law, and we unanimously agree that Amy is such a person." For the last 3 years, Judge Barrett has served with immense distinction on the federal bench. Amy is more than a stellar scholar and judge. She's also a profoundly devoted mother. Her family is a core part of who Amy is. She opened her home and her heart and adopted two beautiful children from Haiti. Her incredible bond with her youngest child, a son with Down syndrome, is a true inspiration. If confirmed, Justice Barrett will make history as the first mother of school-aged children ever to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. Amy Coney Barrett will decide cases based on the text of the Constitution as written. As Amy has said, being a judge takes courage. You are not there to decide cases as you may prefer. You are there to do your duty and to follow the law wherever it may take you. That is exactly what Judge Barrett will do on the U.S. Supreme Court. I want to thank the members of the Senate. We have so many of them here today. Thank you very much. I see you in the audience, and you're so proud. But I want to thank you for your commitment and to providing a fair and timely hearing. I know it will be that. Judge Barrett was confirmed to the Circuit Court 3 years ago by a bipartisan vote. Her qualifications are unsurpassed, and her record is beyond reproach. This should be a straightforward and prompt confirmation. Should be very easy. I'm sure it'll be extremely non-controversial. We said that the last time, didn't we? Well, thank you all very much, and thank you for being here. That's really great. Thank you. Thank you. I further urge all members of the other side of the aisle to provide Judge Barrett with the respectful and dignified hearing that she deserves, and frankly, that our country deserves. I urge lawmakers and members of the media to refrain from personal or partisan attacks, and the stakes for our country are incredibly high. Rulings that the Supreme Court will issue in the coming years will decide the survival of our Second Amendment, our religious liberty, our public safety, and so much more. To maintain security, liberty, and prosperity, we must preserve our priceless heritage of a nation of laws. And there is no one better to do that than Amy Coney Barrett. I am supremely confident that Judge Barrett will issue rulings based solely upon a fair reading of the law. Congratulations again to Judge Barrett. I know that you will make our country very, very proud.
That was President Donald Trump with the President's weekly address. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.